Mornings, wake up with Mark, Blaine, and Kevin. Now, back to the Midday 180 on 104.5 The Zone.
Welcome back. It is the Midday 180, queued up by Edley's Barbecue on 104.5 The Zone. Chad Withrow, Paul Kuharski with you. And we're joined every week by Dr. Bill Schaffner from Vanderbilt University. Epidemiologist, has been all over the place in media since this COVID-19 pandemic began in the United States. And we have been honored to be joined by Dr. Schaffner every week here on the Midday 180, updating his home city of Nashville on everything that's taking place. Dr. Bill, thanks so much for hopping on with us. And I guess I'll start with this one. Now that Nashville started phase one earlier this week on Monday, what has the response been that you've seen so far from people in terms of being responsible?
I think, actually, Chad, the majority of people, the substantial majority of people, are being careful. They're with the guidelines. They're wearing their masks, staying 6 foot distant. There is a 15-20% of people who perhaps haven't really gotten with the program, but maybe we can persuade them to get with it too. Everything we can do by opening up carefully keeps the virus from being transmitted. It's still a contagious virus.
As you research and study other states that are opening back up for business, are you encouraged by what you've seen in terms of spike numbers with the disease, or is it more of a mixed bag from state to state and the results you've seen in those states?
Well, across the country, of course, there's going to be something of a mixed bag, but it's a little bit early to get really big spikes. So we're all watching the data carefully, but I think so far, so good.
The numbers at Vanderbilt, it seems like far smaller than anticipated. Do you attribute that to people taking on the distancing and the quarantine stuff seriously from the start? Has Tennessee, has Middle Tennessee done a good job with this overall?
Well, I think the state has done a good job so far. Two things. Let's talk about new cases. That's newly diagnosed people, positive tests. We have testing widely available now, and that's beyond wonderful. We may be among the best places in the country in our state and here in Music City. And we're getting more cases because we are testing more. The other metric that's important, Paul, just as you were saying, is hospitalizations. They've remained rather flat. So far, so good. Love to find the cases, get them into good medical care, but not everybody is sick enough to come into the hospital. So we're holding our own at the moment. Let's keep it up.
Do we have any further evidence that tells us if you're immune after you've had it? I've read more that maybe questions that idea and suggests you can get it again.
Well, we don't have a definitive answer about that yet, Paul. So we continue to say, if you've had it, we expect you to be protected for some period of time. And slowly but surely, more valid tests, those blood tests, are becoming available.
So now that restaurants are open at half capacity or third capacity in certain instances around Davidson County and Nashville, if someone wanted to get out to their favorite local restaurant, let's say, but maybe they're a little bit apprehensive because of everything that's been going on, what would you tell that person in terms of how restaurants are regulated now, all the stipulations in place for them to be open, and is it something okay and safe for them to go take part in?
Well, I think here in Nashville, everybody is adhering to the guidelines that I've heard of. Reduced capacity, servers wearing masks and gloves. If you go with another couple or a couple of friends to the restaurant, walk in wearing your mask, take the mask off, obviously, during dinner, put the mask on when you leave, do good hand hygiene. I think we can make this work.
Jeremy on Twitter seems to be very dedicated to the to the mask. He says he works in an office at FedEx and wears a mask and he doesn't ever take it off. Would it hurt to take it off to drink something because he gets thirsty?
Oh, you've got to do that. Oh, Paul, you've got to do that. You've got to keep up your liquid. Obviously, you it's hard to drink through the mask. So you've got to take that off in order to keep up your liquids.
Ricky on Twitter asked the question with the hashtag Dr. Bill. Again, you can tweet us hashtag Dr. Bill with your questions. We'll ask them on air. Ricky asks, what is the short and long-term implications of kids age 3 to 12 not being in school or daycares and developing their immune system? Will we see a spike in other common sicknesses with the return to school or the return to daycare the longer kids are isolated?
That's the so-called hygiene hypothesis, Chad. Actually, I think the duration is not going to affect that at all. So that won't be the issue once we reconvene schools, and I anticipate we will. It will be the spread of influenza this fall and coronavirus. That's what we'll have to deal with.
David asks, why were the expert forecasts of hospitalization so wrong? 5,000 modeled by Vandy a month ago versus 275 in reality. I think that was more like 300 in what I saw.
Well, let me say, everybody in the beginning said these are the models then. We'll alter them as we go on. We'll give ourselves an A in a report card. We have been so careful here in Nashville. We've flattened the curve. And so we've beaten the odds. We've done that. We have reduced the number of people who are really sick from those that were predicted. Good on us. Let's keep it up.
When you see the decision in California with the California State University system not coming back this fall, what do you think about just in general decisions made that far out? When you start to look at the science and the research that's out there, is that the way to go about it? And I know that other schools in the South and other parts of the country, they've made the decision to come back already. So it's kind of on the flip side. They're making decisions far out for this fall. But what do you think about just projecting in the fall and trying to make decisions now? Or is it more prudent to wait a month or so and see where things are?
Chad, as I've always said, there are no right or wrong decisions, only tough decisions, and a variety of different decisions are going to be made. We're in the middle of assessing all that material at Vanderbilt ourselves. We haven't made a decision yet. It all depends. Let's everybody cut everybody a little slack.
How much do you anticipate summer having a bearing on this as it gets warmer? And then how much do you anticipate fall having a similar bearing and maybe in the other direction?
Yeah, Paul. My hope is that like other respiratory viruses, COVID will recede somewhat in the fall. I don't know that, but I hope it. Somewhat in the summer. Excuse me, I misspoke. Somewhat in the summer. In the fall and early winter, I fully anticipate that along with influenza, COVID will come back and we'll have a double-barreled respiratory virus season this fall, both flu and COVID. A quick shout out for flu vaccine. We should all get it this fall. We can at least do something about that part of the hit.
You mentioned, Dr. Schaffner, that we all probably need to give each other a little bit of a break out there. V-Love writes in and says, people are trying to shame runners for not wearing a mask outside, even while the runners are practicing social distancing. Who's right in this scenario?
I'm with the runners. If you're not within 6 feet of anyone, you're in a sense all by yourself out in the open, and you can run without the mask. Once you stop running and you start walking home or back to the parking lot where you might encounter other people, please put on the mask.
In terms of vaccine and or treatment, I know from maybe over a month ago, you were talking about the Oxford University, our friends in England, and what they're working on and developing. Does that remain? Does that still look like it's an encouraging process in terms of a vaccine being done sooner rather than later with our friends across the pond?
Well, I was just on a webinar where a whole lot of vaccine programs were discussed. They all look optimistic. They're in various stages, still pretty early. The Oxford group seems to be ahead, but we're still in this holding pattern, waiting for the results of their studies, which they anticipate as early as September. Maybe. We'll see.
I know it's very early, and phase one just started on Monday. But as we continue to get the daily info on number of hospitalizations and number of cases, what does it look like right now in terms of being on track that after 2 weeks, so a week from this coming Monday, that Nashville, at least on this Thursday, is on pace to get to phase two at that time?
We're on phase to get to phase two at this time, just as you say, Chad. But we have a few days to go, right?
Yes.
Take some time for this virus to get around, make people sick, have them be diagnosed, and then become part of the numbers that we assess. So let's not get ahead of our skis.
Let's end on that positive news right there from Dr. Bill Schaffner at Vanderbilt University. Doctor, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for taking the time once again this week to join us, and hopefully we get a chance to chat with you again next week.
Always good to be with you, and to everybody who's listening, stay healthy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Dr. Bill Schaffner joins us every week, and again, hashtag Dr. Bill before he comes on if you've got questions, and we'll relay those questions to him when he joins us on air.
I read a stupid one at the beginning there. I apologize for that. Either an idiot or a jokester, but either way, I have to better edit what I choose to read.
The guy who asked if he could take a drink during work.
Guy's going to die from dehydration while he prevents himself from getting COVID.
When we come back, Monday Night Football is undergoing another change in the booth. Let's get into some of the possibilities that have been floated out there. ESPN, at least it's being reported, they're going to stay in-house with their next broadcast crew. What do you want to see? 615-737-1045, 737-1045. It's the Midday 180, queued up by Edley's Barbecue.